going on is that we have kind of a busy week ahead of us, especially if you're planning to just kick back and think of the holidays early. We're joined now to talk about the agenda with Charlie Herman, the economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. And what's this week about, Charlie?
I think maybe Black Friday, or Thanksgiving is the new Black Friday.
Okay. Callie Crossley is also with us. She's the host of the Callie Crossley Show at our partner station WGBH in Boston. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is this week about for you, Callie?
This week is all about opting out. It's opt-out week.
Okay. Well, talking about is opt-out Wednesday, right? We have this comment from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She was asked on Face the Nation in CBS if she would submit to a pat-down at the airport.
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
So we have opt-out Wednesday coming up on this week. Does that mean that we could all not submit to pat-downs?
I don't think that's going to be possible. I think it's going to be a royal mess on Wednesday. But the sentiment is so strong among the public about being personally invaded, either by the pat-downs, which we have seen those photos and they look pretty invasive, or even by the x-ray machines that are really showing everything to the TSA agents. Here in Boston, we're about to opt out of that because we're going to become the first in the nation to have new x-ray technology, which shows only stick figures. Now, why they couldn't do this everywhere, I do not know. Those machines are scheduled to arrive here late winter. By the way, we were the first to get the other full human image machinery when they first came out. So it's an interesting discussion, and we'll see how it goes. But I got a feeling that Wednesday, and of course that's the day I'm traveling, will be messy.
New England, home of the Puritans.
Think
about the stick figures.
Yeah. Well, you know, security is obviously a big focus as people are traveling. But the other thing that is a big focus this week is shopping. Obviously, Black Friday. Some say it's a marketing invention. But there are some numbers to keep our eyes on here as we move into the holiday season. Right, Charlie?
Exactly. I mean, this, in a way, it is a bit of marketing, but the reality is that a lot of people do go out there on Fridays and they shop. And what you're seeing is a lot of retailers over the years have consistently been pushing back the start of Black Friday. First, it was maybe 5 a.m., then it was becoming midnight. Now you're seeing a lot of stores that are open on Thanksgiving for extended hours, a lot of push online as well to get people to start looking at buying things on Thursday. So that's why I'm jokingly saying that Thanksgiving's the new Black Friday. There's just more and more of this push to get people out there to buy. You know, according to the International Council of Shopping Centers, about 31% of people who will shop this holiday will go out this weekend and look for things. So
we call them pilgrims?
I don't know if we call them pilgrims, but they call them largely Southern from the South, and they have children. Is the preponderance of people who go out for Black Friday.
So Southern parents.
Southern parents, exactly.
are going out.
And, you know, there are a lot of deals that are out there that the retailers put, especially for consumer electronics. I mean, what you really sort of see is almost a roller coaster where there's a huge surge in shopping around Thanksgiving. It falls off, and then we usually wait till about the last minute that we could either order online and have it delivered, or literally right before the holiday, and you see sort of a big surge at the end. But in that intervening period, you get a lot of retailers who get really worried. They get afraid that people aren't going to spend. They start slashing prices even more. So this year we could see decent sales, but we may not see decent profits for the retailers.
And quickly look at home. We do have some housing numbers coming out. You know, I read a comment from the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors saying, if these numbers through the winter are good, we could actually see a rebound in home sales next year. How likely is that?
You know, we just got a report out this morning from a group of business economists, and they're basically saying we're going to keep bouncing along on the bottom when it comes to housing. Yes, we get existing home sales, new home sales. We're going to get a revision to the GDP figures this week. We'll get minutes from the Federal Reserve about their decision about whether or not to buy all these treasury bonds this week. Just a lot of stuff in the first 3 days of this week. A lot to digest, but I think when it comes to housing, it's still going to be a bit of time.
You can digest that along with your turkey, right?
Yeah, we try to.
Well, let's move to Haiti. Callie, there's a number of candidates actually in the presidential election in Haiti now who are asking for the elections to be postponed. They say it's because of the cholera outbreak that's made everything chaos there. And there have been a bunch of protests over the elections as well. What is going on?
Well, in Haiti, they are not buying that this election process has been done well. In fact, there are 19 candidates in the race right now, 4 that are identified as the leaders. But there were a number of them that were just told they could not run for office, including the party that represents Jean-Baptiste Aristide, as you know, the former president of Haiti. So a lot of people are suspicious about it. The timing is bad because the cholera is spreading and people are dying, and people are trying to figure out how to handle those bodies, those deaths, and that spread of infection. And in the middle of all this, there's an election next week. And so not the best timing. In addition to that, a lot of money being spent on the election. There are posters all over Haiti, I am told, by the René Préval, the current president's hand-picked successor, who would be Jude Celestine, who also, I believe, is the one that Washington would like to have in place. And people are asking on the ground while they're looking for clean water, this money is being spent in this way. Good timing, not a good use of the resources. Meanwhile, there appears to be one of the women in the field rising to the top, and her name is Merland Manigat, and please forgive my pronunciation, but I'm told she has said outrightly that she is there to disrupt, to be a rupture in what is currently the way the government is being run or not run, according to some people.
Well, since we're speaking about messy politics, real quickly as our last question here, Kelly, we do have a bit of a mess going on with the Republicans, and there are some, again, calling for Michael Steele to be replaced as GOP chairman. Likely? Unlikely?
I think it's he says he's not going anywhere. Michael Steele says he's not. So it's going to be a hard fight. But 4 people have already said publicly they're coming after him, and they're coming after him hard. So it will be very interesting to watch. But I expect that he'll hang on with his fingernails in the end.
All right.
He did, after all, get a lot of Republicans in place.
Michael Steele, messy politics in the United States, messy politics in Haiti and Indigene. We also said maybe the word should have been mess, since we're also going to have a mess on Black Friday, and we're going to have a mess at the airports, right, Kelly?
And a mess.
Yeah, exactly.
And a mess in the kitchen sink.
And the mess in the kitchen sink. No, I'm going to make my family do the dishes.
Napkins. Not a good napkin. Paper towels.
There you go.
Good.
There, a rise in the retail sales of napkins. There you go. We wrapped it all up in one big thing.
That's Charlie an economic Herman, indicator.
Takeaways Economics editor, and Callie Crossley, host of The Callie Crossley Show at our partner station, WGBH.